When Hattie woke the next morning, there were presents at the end of her bed. And right on the top was a toy lifeboat. The wolf stood there, his eyes ablaze and yellowish like mayonnaise.
The little pig began to squeal. He cried, "Oh, wolf, you've already had one meal. Why can't we talk and make a deal?"
She found a trail of soggy hoof prints leading all across the floor. Clara felt warm and happy as the sleigh flew by magic over the snowy landscapes.
"You'll not get me," the piggy cried. "I'll blow you down," the wolf replied. "You'll need," Pig said, "a lot of puff, and I don't think you've got enough."
Hattie crept out of bed and peeked around the door.
His teeth were sharp, his gums were raw, and spit was dripping from his jaw.
"Isn't it amazing what you can do when you stick to your dream?" And she fell asleep.